Thank you, Ken. Okay. Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，下午好。
My name is Barry.
我名字叫 Barry.
中文名字叫李和。李和。 I'm 36 years old this year.
我今年36岁。
我的麦克开了，你的麦克没有开。 There you go.
Okay, here we go.
好。 我是三个孩子的父亲。 Sorry.
I have three children.
The oldest one, Ruth, is 9 years old.
这个大女儿是 Ruth, 今年9岁。
The middle son is Joel, he's 7 years old.
中间这个叫 Joel, 是儿子，今年7岁。
And the youngest one is Rhoda, her name is Rhoda, she's 4 years old.
小女儿今年叫 Rhoda, 今年4岁。
You can tell that I'm a little nervous.
你看出来我有点紧张。
I was called to come here, I think 3 or 4 months ago.
我大概这个三四个月以前就被抓住了。
Oh, okay. I said yes.
我回答是 可以，我来。
I was willing to come.
我愿意来。
But when I come to my senses and I realize, what did I agree to?
我缓过劲儿来，我才想起来，我答应什么了。
And that's about a month later.
大概是一个月以后的事情。
So it took a while.
花了一点时间。
I want to come and to share with brothers and sisters how the Lord led me to walk on this way.
我今天就想交通一点，主是如何带领我来走这条道路。
My grandparents were Christians.
我的祖父母他们是基督徒。
They are these underground Christians who gather in secrets in China.
他们是在中国大陆，在那叫所谓的地下的这个教会里边，在秘密的来聚会的。
The only recollection of my parents going to church is that during the weekdays, I think it was Tuesday afternoon, every week they would go out into town.
我父母他们印象里边，爷爷奶奶，我爷爷奶奶他们印象里边去聚会的时候，就是每周的星期二下午，他们去城镇里边去聚会。
If it's raining, my grandfather would put on his poncho, he would ride his bike.
如果下雨的话，我的爷爷他就会穿着雨衣骑自行车就去了。
If it, like the Chinese opera says, if it rains knife, he would put on his cooking pan and he would head out into town.
像中文说，如果下刀子的话，你要带一个铁锅出去。
Right, good. So those are the earliest memory of a Christian for me.
对我来说，这个是我最早对基督徒有印象的事情。
When I had an exam, this was in junior high school.
我在这个初中的时候考试。
I would bring out a Bible which they give me.
我就有人给我圣经，我就带圣经去了。
I would put it on my bed.
我就放在我的床上。
I would kneel on the bed in front of the Bible.
我在床上跪下来面对着圣经。
I would do what the Catholics do on the television. I would do this.
我就像那电视里边做这个天主教这个手势，三角。
And I would pray to the Lord to help me with my exam.
我就求神帮助我来考试。
It seemed to work. I don't know.
好像是有效果挺明显的。
When I was 16 years old, my parents immigrated to Canada.
我16岁的时候，我父母移民到加拿大。
I am what you would call the first 1.5 generation immigrant.
我就可以是所谓的一点五代的移民。
When I came to Canada, I went to high school and I met a Christian friend.
我在那边加拿大那边上高中，我就碰到一个朋友。
He's the son of a pastor.
他是一个传这个牧师的儿子。
One day while we were eating in the cafeteria,
有天我们在食堂里面吃饭。
Out of the blue, somebody threw something at us.
就是突然就有人就把什么东西扔过来了。
When I realized that, I got hit by a tomato.
不知道谁把土豆就扔过来，不是土豆，tomato，番茄，番茄就扔过来了。
It's not those firm, nice, yummy ones. It's those soft ones that tends to explode upon impact.
不是那种又硬又新鲜那种的那个是那种又软又一碰就烂那种的事情。
So then I got exploded with tomato sauce.
我浑身都被溅上这个西红柿。
And my buddies,
我的朋友
who were eating with me,
他和我在一起吃饭。
They were ready.
他们就准备好了。
They had their lunches. They weren't going to eat anyway.
他们面前有午饭，他们反正也不吃。
They said, "Are we going to throw this back at them?"
他们说我们要不把这扔回去啊。
And I turned to this Christian friend.
那我就这个对着这个基督徒的朋友了。
And I asked him, "What would you do?"
我就问他说，那你怎么办呀？
Oh, the answer was marvelous.
他的回答非常好。
If someone hit your left cheek, turn around and let them hit the right cheek.
有人打你左脸，你把右脸转过来，让他来打。
So we didn't throw our food at them.
所以我们就没把这个食物扔回去。
That was my second recollection of a Christian.
这个就是我印象里边回忆里边第二次与基督徒有关系的事情。
And when my friend invited me to a gospel meeting in their church, some Saturday night.
有一次周六晚上有教会有传福音的机会，他请我去。
They put up a movie, the gospel movie.
他们就放一个福音的一个电影。
At the end of the movie, the pastor stood up and said, "Whoever wants to believe in the Lord, stand up."
就放完电影了，这个牧师站起来说：“谁愿意接受主，站起来。”
And I stood up.
我就站起来了。
I stood up.
我站起来了。
And I since then consider myself a Christian.
从那以后，我自己就认为自己是个基督徒了。
Now, after a while, after you stay in the church in a while, you start to know people and see what they do.
你在教会里边过一段时间，你就会慢慢会注意到别人他们所做的事情。
And then I realized that some people would come to the church, selling stuff.
我就发现有人去教会去卖东西。
Some people would come to the church, drop off their kids, and then they would leave.
有人就是把来教会把孩子放到教会，他们自己就离开了。
Now in my own eyes, I thought, I don't do these kind of things.
我就看了以后，我就说我自己不会这么做。
And you consider yourself Christians?
你这么做，你还是个基督徒吗？
And then that's when I left them.
那个就是那个从那时候我就离开他们了。
And I became a holiday Christian.
那从那以后就成了一个节日性的基督徒。
More like a dinner Christian.
我是更像一个晚餐基督徒。
When there's dinner, I would go.
有晚餐我才去。
Whenever people would ask me, "Are you a Christian?"
我无论谁
I would say yes.
问我说你是不是基督徒啊？我说我是。
But they would ask me, "Oh, where do you go to Sunday? Do you go something?"
他问我你在主日你去什么地方聚会啊
？I would say no, and I would tell them why.
然后我就跟他讲我为什么这个样子。
And until one day in my university years, I met a sister on the bus, and I told her the same thing.
直到有一天上大学的时候，我坐公交的时候，在车上一个姊妹我又跟她讲同样的故事。
And then she replied to me this that we go to church not to look for people, but to see God.
他就跟我讲，我们去聚会不是去看人，我们是寻求神。
That had an impact on me.
对我来说是很有这个触动，很触动我。
Later on, I realized that when I was looking at people, I was comparing them with myself.
因为我后来我就觉得，我就发现我自己在看别人，我就和他们和我自己来相比较。
Whereas in the Bible, you call this pride.
在圣经里面就叫这个东西就叫骄傲。
I look down on other people.
我是看不起别人。
And that was my first understanding of my sin.
那个就是第一次我开始明白我对罪的对我自己的罪的明白。
And since my grandparents came to Canada, they started attending a church.
他们我祖父母他们去加拿大以后，他们就开始去聚会了。
Which later on became the church that I believe in the Lord and was saved in.
那个就成为我后来接受主信主的那个机会。
In the beginning, I would drive my parents to the church and I would leave.
最一开始我会开车带我祖父母去聚会，然后我就离开了。
Slowly, I would stay for a bit.
慢慢的我会留下来一点。
One day, an elderly brother told me that there's a book that he recommended me to read.
有一天一个老弟兄他推荐我一本书。
It's called The Normal Christian Life.
正常基督徒生活。
And as I read that book, I realized my sinful acts And not only that, the nature of my sin.
我读了那本书，我就明白这个不仅是犯罪的行为，而且是犯罪的天性。
You know, since high school to this point in university, many brothers and sisters from different churches have asked me, "Oh, would you like to get baptized?"
从我上高中一直到那个时候上大学，有人问我你要不要受浸呢
？And I unanimously answered them was the same answer. I said, "If I get baptized now, it is the same as I take a dip in the swimming pool."
我统一的回复都是，我如果现在受浸和我去游泳池游泳没什么区别。
Because I knew somehow that I'm still the same.
因为我就知道我还是像以前一样。
And until I read that book,
直到我读那本书以后
，until our Lord opened my eyes,
直到主来开启我的眼睛
，and I realized, oh, the wretched man that I am,
我就发现我是一个卑贱的一个人
，and it's hopeless.
毫无指望的一个人。
And in me, nothing good dwells.
在我里边，一无良善。
And then I accepted the Lord.
然后我就接受主了。
Maybe a year or so after I received the Lord.
我接受主之后，大概一年以后。
The university program that I was involved in required that I go on to an internship for at least a year in order to graduate.
那个我在大学那个节目那个学科本科里面，他是要求我去有这个学习去实习，我才能毕业。
I need to do that. I need to do the internship for a year.
我需要实习一年的时间。
And usually people do that in three semesters, one company.Two companies, three companies like that.
一般人都是三个学期，三个不同的公司。
There was one summer that it was time for me to look for a job.
那个夏天我就开始需要去找工作。
So I sent out resumes.
我把我的履历都发出去了。
I got one or two interviews.
Not a lot. 我有一两个的这个面试，没有很多。
And throughout the summer, I prayed and I waited and I waited. Nothing solid came.
整个夏天我一直在那边祷告等候，但是没有什么确据的回复。
School starts, you know, the day after Labor Day, right? So a few days before Labor Day, I registered my classes, I bought my books.
所以那个劳工节之后那几天，我就是注册了，我是报了几节课，连书都买了。
And then a phone call came from the intern office from my school.
就实习的办公室，他们打电话给我。
They have contacted the company that they might be interested in me and there's an interview for me.
所以他们就联系一个公司，他们可能对我有兴趣，他们就是安排一个电话，一个面试。
Oh, I thought, okay, why not? Let's go.
我觉得挺好，那我就去吧。
So when I got there, that afternoon, that time slot, there's supposed to be two people getting interviewed.
我去那个时候，那段时间应该有两个人有面试。
I was the only one who showed up.
我是唯一一个出现的。
And later on, I realized that was the only interview people they were going to interview.
所以那就只有一个人在那边来面试别人。
Right. So I went in. The HR person gave me a grand tour of the whole thing.
对，那个他就是把我整个那个办公室都让我看了一遍。
And at the end of the day, he said, "Go home. I have to call my boss. If they like what they hear, they're going to call you."
你说你回家吧，晚上我打电话给老板，如果他对你有兴趣的话，他会就联系你。
You know, I've had a few interviews like this, okay? They never call.
我以前的这个面试也都是累，他们从来都没有打电话打回来。
But that evening, somebody did call.
但是那天晚上，真有人打过来了。
And they were in a hurry.
他们而且他们挺急的。
Because they were going to fly me out the next afternoon.
因为他们夏天过一天的下午他们就要离开。
To their headquarter, which is in the next province, next state.
他们要加拿大另外一个省，他们那个总部在那边。
So we got everything settled, I got the tickets, I was at the airport.
所以我都准备好机票也买了，我也去机场了。
And when I sat on the airplane, when the airplane was taking off on the runway,
当飞机开始起飞的时候，
the Lord told me something.
这个主就告诉我一些事情。
You will not lack anything.
你不会缺少任何的东西。
Because throughout the summer, I thought, You know, I did all the right things. I read my Bible. I prayed and I asked brothers and sisters to pray. I did all the right things.
因为我觉得我什么都做到了，整个一个夏天我读经祷告，求弟兄姐妹我祷告，什么都做了。
And I need this in order to graduate.
我需要这个我才能毕业。
And the Lord on the airplane, right then and right there, He told me, you will not lack anything.
那天在那个飞机里边，主跟我讲，你不会缺少任何的东西。
A long story short, I got the job.
闲话短说，我就最后拿到这个工作。
This job is requires me to travel to different cities because the company is big.
工作要求我要去不同的地方，因为这公司很大。
Its expenses all paid.
一切费用都公司付了。
On top of that, they will fly me home once a month, paid.
而且是他们公司付费让我一个月回一次家。
I don't know how many of you went to a bachelor internship and got a benefit package like that.
我不知道你们这个四年大学里边就毕业你就有这样的一个福利。
At the end of the internship, I was able to pay for all my 4 years of university tuition and then some.
我这个实习以后，我可以那些的收入可以付我四年大学的一切的费用，而且还有多余的。
Before I left for this job, before the Lord, I had a prayer and I asked Him for two things.
我离开之前去这个工作的时候，我向主祷告，我求两件事情。
And I said, I go to this place. Many of these cities. There are no Christians that we know of.
我去这么多城市，很多地方都没有我们认识的基督徒。
So I asked the Lord for two things. One thing is that I need a place where I can break bread.
所以我求主第一件事情，我需要有个地方我可以来擘饼。
And the other thing is that the message that they preach, they need to preach the message of the cross.
第二件事情，他们传讲信息的时候，他们要传讲十字架。
When I looked for a place to stay,
当我在找一个寻求个地方来住的时候
for some reason I wanted to stay in a homestay family.
我就想求一个有主人这个
寄宿家庭，
寄宿家庭，
对。This one ad I pulled up, the first thing they said, we're a Christian family.
我广告发出去有第一个回复就是说他们回复说我们是一个基督徒家庭。
And they invited me, the first night I went to Calgary, they invited me to go to their house for dinner.
在他们第一件事情他们说在 Calgary 那边他们就是请我那天晚上去吃晚饭。
I was only going to be in Calgary for about 4 months.
我在 Calgary 那边只会在待四个月的时间。
You know, the host lady, she's not old, she's a few years older than me.
女主人她只是大我几岁。
She's got three other siblings. The three siblings live together.
她们姐妹几个人，她们住在一起。
And the host lady is very pregnant. She's going to have a baby at the end of November.
她这个女主人她也怀孕了，这个11月底她就要生孩子了。
So we both know that she's not going to get any international student except me.
所以她就不会有任何其他的国际学生除了我以外。
And I again saw the providing hand of the Lord.
我就看到神他的供应。
I went to this one place to look for a place to stay, and that was it.
我就找一个住的地方，第一个地方我就找到了。
And when I gathered with them, it was predominantly young people. They gather on Wednesday nights.
那边聚会主要都是年轻人，星期六下午他们那边。
Wednesday night.
我星期三晚上他们那边聚会。
For some strange reasons.They have breaking of bread on Wednesday night.
他们就是很奇怪的原因，他们擘饼是在星期三的晚上。
I would not expect this.
我怎么想象不到的。
And then I was, as I was sitting there, a few months into it.
在那边我去了几个月的时间。
And I realized that on one night the pastor was preaching, Christians, when we follow the Lord, we need to pay a price.
那个牧师在那边他讲的时候他那天晚上他讲到你要如果跟随主的话你要付上代价
I had two very simple requests for the Lord
我对主就是有两个很简单的要求
and without me realizing he fulfilled both of them
我完全没有都没有觉察到他就这样满足了
now at my work all the expenses are paid
在我工作里面我一切的费用都公司都补贴了
For some strange reason, I wasn't happy with it.
但是还是因为一些原因，我不是很高，不是很这个高兴。
That there was an opportunity for me to make some changes on the amount of my expense report.
那这后来就有机会呢，在这个费用报单上，我可以做一些的改动。
That I could potentially make more than I'm supposed to make.
我就可以这样的，我的收入就会比我应该所得的会更多。
You know, this kind of thing as a Christian, even you are not a Christian, you know this is not right.
就这种事情，就算你不是基督徒的话，你也知道也不是不应该这么做。
And when we became Christians, we realized that we have conversations with the Lord.
我们知道我们成为信主以后，我们和主有这样的对话。
And one day the Lord told me, don't entertain this kind of a thought.
有一天这个主就跟我讲，你这种想法你根本就别想。
And it came with a Bible verse too.
而且他给我一节的是经文
，that the love of money is the root of all evil。
这个
贪财，
贪财是万恶之根，万恶之根。
I thought, is it really that serious？
我就说有这么严重吗
？And the Lord said yes。
主人说有这么严重。
And you see that this is the first time that I started to have a concrete understanding of Romans 7 when Paul said, "In me."And in my flesh, nothing good dwells.
就那个是第一次，我开始很具体的对罗马书第七章那边保罗所讲的，在我里边没有任何的良善。
That without me knowing, these thoughts would creep up.
我自己没有察觉到，但是这些想法就冒出来了。
So yeah, that's the story of my work.
所以这个就是我那时候工作的一些故事。
At the end of my internship, I had the opportunity to meet the vice president of this company at a conference.
在实习最末了的时候，我有机会和这个公司的一个副总和他见面。
Almost on the spot, I was offered a job after graduation.
就是在当场他就是给我一个工作的一个给我一个工作，就是我毕业以后他就把这个工作给我了。
And I knew his background is very similar from my background, education background.
我知道他的学习背景和我的很相似。
And that by doing this, he was able to make it all the way to the vice president.
他就按照他这个背景，他一直做到一个副总裁。
And I knew what is potentially could happen to me.
所以我就知道对我来说我的潜力是在哪里。
Okay. But I had to go home to finish my school.
但是我还是要回家先把学校学完。
During my time to finish the school work, something happened in the family.
在我快学完的时候在我们家出了点事儿。
My father, who, unlike our brother Timothy's father, is a little different.
我的父亲比起郭弟兄的父亲有点不一样。
My father loves me very much. I will say this at front.
我可以大言不惭地说我父亲非常的爱我。
But my father, did not believe in the Lord at that moment.
但是那个时候我的父亲没有信主。
He has met a coworker at work, and the coworker has a daughter at my age.
他在工作的地方有个同事，有个女儿，他女儿和我同岁。
The two parents really hit it off.
这个两对父母就搭上桥了。
And the two parents had this urge, okay, to have their kids married, or at least to get to know each other, I guess.
这两对父母就有这个很强烈的一个迫切感，让这两年轻人走到一起。
We met once during the dinner.
一次晚餐我们第一次见面。
And after the dinner, both of us said, this is not, it doesn't seem right.
我们就觉得两个人都是觉得这个好像不对。
And I bring out a Bible verse for them.
然后我就把而且给他们一节经文。
You know, I told my dad that, you know, that girl, she is not a believer. I can't do this.
我就跟我父亲讲，这个他不是一个基督徒，我不能这么做的。
I can't even go down that road. There's no road for me.
根本就没有路了，连门都没有。
And this thing went away.
这个就没有了。
Until it reappeared, maybe a year later, during a Canadian Thanksgiving.
直到一年以后在加拿大的感恩节的时候。
That weekend, my dad had invited them to go out to this park.
那个周末他我父亲请他们去一个公园。
And they told me that she's going to be there and I am expected to go.
他跟我讲说那个女孩子也会去你也应该在。
And I reaffirmed my position.
我重复了我的立场。
And then suddenly my dad became very serious.
突然我父亲就变得很严肃了。
You know how sometimes me as a parent, when my kids make me angry, I get angry and I yell at them.
我现在我是作为一个父母，当我孩子跟我生气，跟我这个就是贫嘴，就生气，我也会越来越生气。
But now I learned a trick that if you don't get angry with them, you get serious with them, they get scared. It works.
我发现一个秘诀哈，你对你孩子，如果你自己不保持不生气的话，你就会变得非常严肃。
It's like
你孩子就很害怕。
It's like when you are driving and you are speeding, the police pull you over. The police never get angry with you.
就像高速路被警察抓住，警察从来不会给你发脾气的。
There's no point.
没有理由的。
Very calmly, my dad told me, "You need to go."
我的父亲非常的平静的跟我讲，你要去。
Otherwise, you're no longer my son.
不然的话，你就不是我儿子了。
Seriously, really?
这这样子。
My grandfather was in the house and he heard this.
我的祖父在也在那时也在，他听见了。
I very quickly asked him.
我就很快我问他。
What do I do?
我怎么办呢？
And He quoted a verse from the gospel, from the Romans letter.
他就那个时候他就引用了罗马书。
And he said, as long as it is possible,
只要有可能的话，
as much as it is dependent on you,
完全是如果你而且你一直这么愿意的话，
live peaceably with all men,
和众人要和平的相处。
And I thought,It still seems possible. I mean, I'm not at the end of my road yet. I don't have to, you know, get angry with him.
但是我觉得 OK, 我不是在一条末路，穷途末路，我还是有些可能的。
It's just a trip. It can't be that bad.
就是一个小技巧，没有那么坏的。
So, based on this principle, I decided to live in peace with my dad, and I went.
就是按照这个原则，我就决定和我父亲和平相处，我就去了。
And that day was okay.
那天还行。
And then the parents set up a date for us the next day.
父母马上说第二天就给我们约好了。
That I am supposed to pick her up after she finished work at a restaurant.
我就是要在她在一个餐馆工作，下班以后我要去接她。
And then we're supposed to, you know, talk.
我们就要就是谈话了。
Oh, that day at work, I did not do much work.
那天一整天工作都是没有做什么工作。
And then I watched the clock and the time is up. I went to pick her up.
我看时间到了，我就去接她。
And she said, she and a few friends are going to a karaoke bar to sing karaoke.
她有几个朋友去唱那个卡拉 OK.
I thought, okay, we can go sing karaoke. That's fine.
那我说没有问题，那我们就唱吧。
You know, before I believe in the Lord, Though I did not go into karaoke bars, I love singing karaoke at home.
我信主之前虽然我不去卡拉 OK 这个酒吧，但是我自己在家还是喜欢唱这个卡拉 OK 的。
When I was there, probably from 9 to midnight.
那天晚上是从九点钟一直到半夜。
I did not have a good time.
我那个真是很难熬过来的。
While they were singing, I did not enjoy the songs.
他们那边唱，但是我根本就不喜欢那么唱。
And at the end of the night, it was late, so we said, you know, see you next time.
那晚了。
We said goodbye and see you next time.
最后呢，我就说分手之后，我们下次再见吧。
And as I was driving home,
我开车回家的时候
，it was about a 20-minute drive.
大概有二十分钟时间。
When I hit about the midway,
我走到一半的时候
，the Lord asked me a question.
主就问我一个问题。
After my thoughts have calmed and I was calm, the Lord asked me a question.
当我这个想这个思想的脑大脑就安静下来以后，主就问我一个问题。
Are you leaving also?
你也要离开吗？
So this, I give you a little context, okay? This is after, in the Gospel of John, after the five bread and the two fish.
这个就是这句话的背景就是福音书里边五饼二鱼之后。
A bunch of people came after the Lord asking for more food, and the Lord taught them many things.
那一帮人就过来拥着他说你给他们更多的食物，然后主就教导他们一些的东西。
But these teachings are very, very difficult to understand, and the Bible says many of his disciples turned away and followed him no longer.
但是他那些的教导非常的难懂，他们听过以后很多的门徒他们就不再跟随耶稣了。
So the Lord Jesus turned to his 12 disciples and asked them this question, are you also leaving?
所以那个时候主就转过来问他那十二个门徒，你们也要去吗？
Which is the same question that the Lord asked me.
也是那天晚上主我问我同样的一个问题。
And I replied exactly what the Apostle Peter replied back then.
我的回复就像当初彼得回复主那样的。
And I said to the Lord, you have the word of eternal life. To whom else can I turn to?
他说，我说主啊，你有永生之道，我还归从谁呢？
You know, Christians are considered dangerous drivers.
基督徒好像是很开车很危险。
Not because we drive recklessly, not necessarily.
并不是因为我们开车不小心。
But it's when moments like this, you can't really see what's in front of you.
因为就是在这个时候你祷告的时候，你就不注意你开车前面的东西了。
Thank the Lord that was the midnight.
感谢主，那个时候是半夜。
And when I got home, I came before the Lord.
我回家以后，我来到主的面前。
You know, ever since I became a Christian, elderly brothers, whether while speaking or while at private conversations, they would ask me this question.
我信主以后，年长的弟兄无论是在讲道的时候或者私人私下谈话的时候，他都会问我这个问题。
Many of them ask the same question. Have you consecrated? Have you offered yourself to the Lord?
他们都是基本问同一个问题，你有没有奉献？
And I thought, isn't believing the Lord good enough? I mean, what is there more to answer?
我就说这个信主不够吗？我就怎么回答这个问题呢？
So after I became a Christian for a while, I realized, you know what? I love the Lord. The Lord loves me. Sure, I offer myself to the Lord.
信主一段时间以后，我知道主爱我，我也爱主。那我当然要奉献给主了。
So when they asked me, have you offered yourself to the Lord? I said, yes, I have.
他们问我你有没有把你自己奉献给主啊？我说我有啊。
In a way, they would never ask me that question again.
我这么回答，所以他们就不会再问我同样的问题了。
But that night when I got home,
那天晚上我回家以后。
I got out my little notebook.
我把我的那个小的笔记本拿出来。
And on the notebook, I wrote these words.
我在笔记本上我写下这些的话。
Lord, I offer myself to you.
主啊，我把自己奉献给你。
Because I realized that I have started on a path that I cannot go back.
因为我知道我走上一条不归之路。
That this worldly path that my friends walked, where I once walked, I can no longer go back to.
我的世界上的朋友所走的路，我不能再回去了。
And that night, it was more serious, more sincere that I offered myself to the Lord.
那天晚上我是非常的严肃，非常的认真的把自己奉献给主。
That was probably 1 o'clock.
大概是晚上一点钟。
I went to bed.
我上床。
The next morning I woke up, there's an email.
第二天起来我就发现有个电邮。
This is back before cell phones, okay? Just emails.
这个是在智能手机之前我就有一封电邮。
It was from the girl.
是那个女孩子发过来的。
Oh, I never told you. The girl, if you look from the worldly perspective, she is pretty. And her family had money, more money than we had.
这个从世人角度来看呢，这个女孩子又漂亮，而且他们家也很有钱，比我们有钱。
No wonder my dad was yeah. He loved me. He want me to have a good life.
那难怪我父亲就很喜欢让我把我们弄在一起。他很爱我，他让我想让我有一个很好的生活。
So this girl sent me an email, very short.
那个女孩子一天就发我一个电邮，很短。
He said, "You and I are not gonna happen."
你说呢？你和我就没有机会。
So please do not call me again.
以后就别再打电话给我了。
When I come to my senses,
我这个反应过来以后
I first thought, did I get dumped?
我是被人给甩了。
And then when I come to my senses, I realized, if I said the same thing to her, I would no longer be my father's son.
但是我这个反应过来以后，如果说我要说同样的话给你那个女孩子的话，那我爸就不再认我是儿子了。
But if this thing came from her as it did,I have no problem with my dad.
那因为是他说的，所以我爸那边就没有问题。
Because I did not purposely mess this up, okay?
因为这不是我要这个让这个关系就这么终止的。
I did everything they asked me.
他让我做什么我都做了。
I did it willingly and happily.
我又愿意而且是很高兴的做了。
And I thank the Lord.
感谢主。
When we want to follow Him, He make a way for me.
当我愿意来跟随主的时候，他就给我开路。
On this matter of getting married,
这个谈到这个结婚的时候
in our church, during our Friday night fellowship,
在我们聚会周五晚上我们有这个分享有这个交通的时候
it came a sister,
就来了这一个姊妹
who after hearing what I share on Fridays and how I talk, went back and reported to her family.
那天听到我分享的，我说的一些话，那她就回家报告给他们家人。
To her mother-in-law, 她的岳母。
Her mother-in-law.
Yeah, right. There's a twist. because her mother-in-law told her to keep an eye out in the church for her daughter.
就是他岳母就是让他在教会里边要注意这些有可能的，
And this thing got back to my future mother-in-law, and she went to the sister who was leading our Friday night group.
我的母亲就
岳母，
我的岳母就住。未来的岳母他就注意到他就在那个聚会里边和这个姊妹有
这个带领的年长的姊妹
带领年长姊妹联系。
Okay, so the elderly sister came, not that old, but the sister came to me and said, would you like to consider this?
那个带领姊妹就来问我说你要不要这个考虑一下呢？
I thought, who is she?
我说这个她是谁啊？
Because if you ever get a chance to hear my wife's side of the story, she would tell you that we never met.
如果你要听我的妻子来讲这段故事的话，她会跟你讲我们从来都没有见过面。
Though we were in the same church for a few years, we never met.
所以我们在一起聚会，同样一个聚会处，聚会好几年，我们从来没有见面。
I once again came before the Lord.
我那个时候我再一次来到主的面前。
There was one night, I really was praying before the Lord for this.
有一天晚上我非常认真的在面前在主为这件事情来祷告。
Because yes or no, I have to give them an answer.
因为是或者不是，我要给人家一个回复。
You know how we pray, right? You turn off the light, you lock the door, you pray to the Father in secret.
你知道就是关灯，关门，然后你再向神来祷告。
And then during the prayer, the Lord asked me a question.
祷告的时候，神就问我一个问题。
Do you trust me?
你信不信任我？
I asked the Lord, what is there to trust?
那我说有什么要信靠的呀？
I don't even know who she is. Like I know the name, but beyond that, that's it.
我只要他叫什么名字，别的我什么都不知道。
Like I don't know what she's like. I no idea. No, not a lot of clues.
他什么样性，他写什么，我什么都不知道啊。
And the Lord asked me the same question. Do you trust me?
然后主又问同样一个问题，你信不信我
？To which I answered the same thing. Lord, there's nothing I can trust.
我回复是同样的，主啊，没有什么我可以信的。
And then the Lord said, "You're answering the wrong question."
然后主就说。你回复的
答非所问，
答非所问。
And then the Lord asked me a third time, "Do you trust me?"
然后主第三次问我说，你信不信我？
Then I stood up, pitch dark.
然后我就起来，那个非常黑的一个屋子里边。
You know, as dumb as I am, I took a step forward.
我就是往前迈了一步。
And I was standing on solid ground.
我就站在坚硬的地上。
And I didn't fall into the endless pit.
我没有掉到无底的黑坑里边。
It was just like that, and I said to the Lord, I trust you.
就是这个样子，我就对主说，主啊，我信你。
And then the Lord sang a song for me.
然后主就给我一首诗歌。
And he went, many things about tomorrow.I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
这首诗歌。
And that was the end of the prayer.
这个就是祷告的一个结尾。
And a few days later,I worked up some courage and I went to my future wife's house.
几天以后我攒够了勇气，我去我将来的妻子那个住的地方。
And I told her parents that I have prayed and I am sure.
我跟她父母讲我祷告了，而且我很有确据。
Now I'll tell you the other side of the story. Her story.
那现在我跟你讲她的那一半的故事了。
Because of her family background, the traditions they had, she has been asked during her university years a number of times to go back to her Chinese hometown to look for a husband.
因为他们家庭背景传统的一个原因，他们在美国这边上，他在这边上大学，每年他要回中国，他那个老家那边去找老婆，找对象。
Right, right, right. That by the time she graduates from university, she is expected to get married.
因为她从大学毕业以后，大伙的这个感觉就是她要结婚了。
She's already gone on two trips.
她已经去回过两次了。
She has met a lot of brothers.
她见了很多的弟兄。
Later on, she told me that these are so-called brothers.
她就后来跟我讲，这是所谓的弟兄啊。
Many of them do not.Go to church on Sundays.
很多他们连主日都不去聚会。
Many of them do not have a Christian life.
很多他们连一个基督徒的生活都没有。
And while she was meeting with them, she was disappointed that these people would call themselves Christians.
所以她见到他们，她就觉得很失望。其实这些人居然也称他们自己为基督徒。
And because she's gone on two trips, her parents have become very anxious because she's near graduation.
他已经回过两次了，所以他父母就开始有点着急，因为他快毕业了。
And she has then lowered her standard to these last two things.
后来最后两次呢，他也把他的标准也降低了。
And I quote, she said, "I need someone who believe in the Lord and also go to meetings with me."
他是这么说的，我需要一个信主的人，而且他要和我一起聚会。
And there I was.The day after her final exam at her house.
所以就这样就发生了。那天她这个毕业考试那一天我就去了他们家。
That the next morning she was supposed to get onto a flight for her third missionary trip.
因为那个第二天她要坐飞机要就回坐这个坐飞机去中国就有这么一个
相亲之旅
了。
哎、right.And her parents asked me this again. Are you sure?
她父母就问我同样的问题，你确定吗？
And I said yes.
我说是我确定。
And then they canceled the airline ticket.
他们就把这个机票取消。
So she never went the third time.
她就从来就没有去过第三次。
Little did she know.
她也自己都没当时没有想到的。
Not only I was a believer and I go to church.
我不仅是个信主的，而且我也不仅是去聚会的。
I seem to go to church quite a bit.
而且我是经常去聚会的。
But that's later. We'll talk about that later.
那是后来的事情了。
That's the time I learned, in Romans, the Lord said, all things work together for good.
这个就像罗马书里面所说的，神叫万事互相效力。
On my side, I had to learn faith.
在我这里，我需要学习这个信心的功课。
I think as blind of faith as I can get.
我想这是一个好，就所谓的像一个瞎眼看不见的一种的信心。
On her end, she had to learn obedience to her parents.
在她那一边呢，她要学习对她父母有顺从。
And on her end, she also learned to put the Lord first.
在她那边，她也学习要把主放在首位。
You know, after we got married, it should be like the story Uncle Timothy told you yesterday that they lived happily ever after.
结婚以后呢，就像我们郭弟兄昨天所说的，我们结婚以后就万事大吉了。
But it wasn't like that.
但是其实不是那么回事情。
The first issue we encountered was the matter of money.
我们第一件所遇见的问题就是这个财产金钱的问题。
Because while she graduated, I haven't.
因为她毕业了，我还没有毕业。
I still have a bit more left in my bachelor years.
我还是有几，还是有一点时间才能毕业的。
对，we had the best option that we could have had was to stay with my parents after getting married.
这个当时我们最好的这个选项就是结婚以后和我们父母先暂时和我们父母在一起。
And after that, when I graduated, when I had to start working, I had a choice.
我毕业以后开始工作，那个时候我有个选择。
Whether to go back to that company, which involves a lot of traveling, flying around, going to different cities.
要么回当初那公司，但是要到处跑。
Or do something else locally.
或者呢，就是在当地一个地方做些什么其他的事情。
There were two reasons I did not want to go back to that company.
有两个原因我不想回到当初那个公司。
I'm not supposed to leave my wife unattended.
我不应该就是让我这个妻子一个人在这边吧。
And then secondly, when I go to these places, the church, the gathering places were not as good as home.
我去那些地方的聚会就不如我在家里边的聚会。
So I chose not to make contact with my previous employer and stayed home.
所以我就选择不和当初的公司有任何联系，我就选择留下来，留在家里边。
To make a long story very short, I had to learn some other kind of a skill in order to work.
陈浩总说，我需要学习其他的技巧来找工作。
There were times that money was difficult.
有一段时间这个经济比较紧张。
And before we got married, I kind of thought of this.
我结婚之前我也想过。
I asked the Lord, isn't the more usual, more orthodox way is to study well, get a good job, then marry?
我说这个正统的做法不是说学习好、毕业好、工作好，然后你再去结婚吗
？Why I asked the Lord, why did you interrupt my plan? Interrupt the plan like this?
你说主啊，你为什么在我这么好的计划里边有这么一个打岔呢
？And then this is the lesson that I have to learn for the next, I think 10 years, for the next quite a few years.
那这是以后我。几乎十年我所要学习的一个功课。
That one day, maybe 3 years ago, I finally come to learn this lesson.
大概三年以前我终于学到了这个功课。
3 years ago, we had a bit of a money crunch.
三年以前我们这个经济紧张了。
I was quite anxious for that one day.
那天我挺紧张的。
Because by the end of the day, we're supposed to come up with a significant sum of money.
因为那天结束那天末了时候我们要付一笔钱的。
And I was, as I was playing with my kids in the backyard on the grass,
我在家的后院里面和孩子们玩的时候
a few birds came and joined us in the backyard.
有几个鸟就飞过来。
And right then, right there, in my anxious heart,
那个时候就在那一刻我里边心里边本来是很紧张很焦虑一个心。
The Lord said, the birds in the air, They do not sow, they do not harvest, yet your heavenly Father takes care of them.
那一刻主就跟我讲，天上的飞鸟也不种也不收，但是天父却照顾他们。
How much more so valuable are you?
那你比这些飞鸟要宝贵多少呢？
So the Lord first worked in my heart.
所以神先在我的心里面做工。
And then he worked on my circumstances.
然后他在我环境上面来做工。
By the end of the night, I sold my house and I got more than I expected.
那天晚上我们就把房子卖掉，我们结果那个收入是比想象的还要多的。
But the peace came before the transaction was completed.
但是在这个交易之前，我心里面就有平安了。
The other incident that I had in my home was this.
在家里边，另外一件事情是这样一件事情。
Partly because of the financial issues that we decided not to have kids too quickly.
因为这个经济原因，我们决定不要很快的就有孩子。
I've been married for 10 years. My oldest is 9 years old.
我结婚十年了，我大儿子已经是九岁。
Yeah, right.
九岁了。
That was wishful thinking for me.
那个当时那想法完全就是白日梦的。
Right.When we first realized that we were, my wife was pregnant was our first.
当我们发觉我的妻子她怀第一个孩子的时候
，the first thought came to my head was this.
我第一个想法
，Why, Lord? Why me?
主啊，为什么是我
？Why now?
为什么是现在呢
？The second thought I had.
第二个想法
，Can I get rid of this child?
我能不能把这个孩子给搞掉啊
？Brothers and sisters, I there's nothing to hide here. Everything I have done, everything went through my thought. One day will be shouted out on the rooftop. So I might as well shout it out.
反正没有什么可藏的，有一天都要在房顶上宣扬出来的。反正今天我就说出来了。
That was my thought.
那就是我当初的想法。
I did not want the child.
我不想要这个孩子。
I bargained with the Lord.
我就和主就是有这个谈交易。
I said, allow this once, I will serve you for the rest of my life.
你就让我做这么一次，我一生都来服侍你。
There is no answer on the other side of the prayer.
在那祷告的另外一面就完全没有回复。
Up until this point, you realize when I pray, the Lord tend to talk, right?
但一直到那刻之前，我向主祷告，他都会对我有回复的。
Total silence at this point.
那一次完全。安静，没有回复。
Brothers and sisters, this was the second time I come to realize, in me, in my flesh, nothing good dwells.
那是第二次，我发现在我的肉体的里边没有任何的良善。
I thank the Lord that my wife stood her ground.
感谢主，那个时候我妻子她很坚定她的立场。
When it comes to the third child, that she had a change of heart, but in the first child, she was firm.
生第三个她的想法就变了，但是第一个孩子的时候她是非常坚定的。
The Lord dealt with me.
主帮助我。
And ever since then, I hear people, whether entertain the thoughts of an abortion or had an abortion, I would not criticize them.
所以从那以后，我听别人就是他们有时候有人开始想思考这个坠胎的事情，我不会责备他们。
Absolutely, I think I know it's wrong.
我知道是不对的。
But when the moment that my flesh was so stirred up,
但是当我的肉体被挑动的时候
，that when my priorities was so important than anything else,
当我最要的东西超过任何其他的事情的时候
，that I realized that I was willing to do anything for myself.
我就发现为了我自己，我什么都做得出来。
That I loved myself beyond anything else.
我爱自己超过任何其他的事情。
The next part I want to talk about my relationship with my wife.
下边我想谈一谈我和我妻子的关系的这方面的事情。
Still this year. This year we had a couples retreat, 夫妻营。
今年我们有一次夫妻营。
That was extremely beneficial for me.
对我很有帮助。
For some reason, the brothers thought that I have learned this lesson well enough that they put me in this group that I'm supposed to be trained in order to train other people.
有的弟兄觉得我这很非常的学了很多东西，他们来培练我，我好去培训别人。
Boy, were they in for a surprise?
他们就大吃一惊啊。
My wife told me that in me there is love, but I have hid that love from her.
我妻子跟我讲呢，她说在你里边有爱，但是你却把这个爱藏起来了。
You know, my wife said to me this year that recently, for the recent years, that when I take her out for dinners or meals, I always had a purpose.
你最近几年每次我陪妻子出去吃饭，我总是有这个有企图的。
Now I had to.Rationalize this, so I kind of summarize the three types of meal that I take my wife in.
我必须要归纳成三个理由，我才带我妻子出去吃饭。
The first meal is a Thanksgiving meal.
第一顿饭是感恩的一顿饭。
That she might have done something well in the house, took care of the kids well, you know, as a thank you, I take her out for dinner.
他在家里边很辛苦，照顾孩子做得很好，那我想感谢带他出去吃顿饭。
The second type of meal is a repentance meal.
第二种饭是悔改的吃饭。
That I have done something wrong in order to make it up, I gotta say sorry in a concrete way, I take her out to a meal.
我做错事了，我要说对不起，那我要很具体的呢，就是带他出去吃顿饭。
The third kind of meal is an expectation meal.
第三个就是有期待期望那种的。
I was hoping that after this meal, maybe you can, you know, be a better wife at home, you know, things like be happy.
吃完饭以后呢，你回家就会高兴起来，你会做一个更好的一个妻子。
But she said that I never made her feel that I did these unconditionally.
我从来没有让她感觉到我做这些事情是。没有任何条件的。
You know, we all know that verse in Ephesians that ye husbands, you shall love your wife as Christ loved the church.
以弗所书那边说，丈夫的你要爱妻子，就像基督爱教会一样。
You know, when I first get married, I had this决心啊，怎么讲这个 ？I had a determination. Yeah.
我结婚的时候，当初就有一个决心。
I didn't go as far as making a vow with God, okay?
我但是不像说是在神面前做一个
启示啊，
启示一样。
I thought I would not become those people who say one thing in the church and do another in the house.
我就说我不会像那些人说在教会里面说一样，回家做另外一样。
That I would not fall and became a hypocrite.
我不会是成为一个这个假冒为善的人。
Later.I did not know that nine or ten years later, I became exactly the kind of person I did not wish to become.
我没有想到啊，九年十年以后，我就成了当初我不想成为的那个人。
And how scary that was when the truth crept up on me.
那个时候，当真理来到，就是让我发现，让我看清楚的时候。
This year, I learned that the Lord gave me a helper.
今年这个主说会给我一个助手。
That this helper is not for to help me to bring offsprings into the family.
这个助手不是说就是给我生孩子放在家里。
The helper is not to help me to prepare a meal after I come home.
这个帮助你的不是说每天你下班回家给你做饭。
The helper is to help me realize.How the Lord loved His church and gave Himself for the church.
这就是主他如何爱教会，为教会舍己。
That in this spiritual journey, the Lord provided me with this person.
在这条属灵的道路上，他给我主给我这一位这一个人。
That I am able to live truthful to the things that I have learned in the Bible.
我从圣经上所学到的，我可以真实的活出来。
That is someone there who keeps a check on me, that makes sure that I live what I have come to know.
所以就有一个人在那边一直来检验我，我所学到的，我真是可以活出来。
That my God does not want me to be to be a husband who think that he's doing it right, but he's not.
但是神不想让我成为一个这么一个丈夫，他以为是在那边做正确的事情，其实他没有。
You've seen me at conferences, right? Some of you might.
可能在座有些人看到我在特会里边。
You know, when I go home from a conference, this is my attitude. This was my attitude.
这个你知道，我从特会回家以后，这是我以前的一个态度。
I would tell my wife.
我告诉我妻子。
Look at you.
看你啊。
You are not an overcomer.
你不是得胜者。
Look at me.
你看我啊。
I don't want to go up there by myself.
我根本就不想自己上一个人上去的。
Would you catch up?
你要不要这个追上来啊？
This was me.
那个就是我当初的情况。
About a year ago, this was me.
这一年以前我的情况。
For quite a number of years.
很多年都是这个样子。
Friends and sisters, that was another time I come to concretely understood in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells.
所以又一次我感觉到在我肉体里边没有任何的良善。
I thank the Lord that he did not allow me to live in a pitiful state.
感谢主他没有让我活在一个非常可怜的光景里边。
That only I would thought that I know the truth.
好像我只是我自己认为我知道真理。
But I practice the truth only on other people.
但是我只是在别人的身上来操练真理。
That the prideful self would always point finger at other people.
这个自高自大的自我就是一直来把指手指向别人。
I have a little time left. I talk about some of the learnings I had in church service.
还有一点时间，我就想再教会一些的服事。
When we went on our honeymoon trip to visit her uncle in England.
我们结婚以后度蜜月去英国去看她的舅舅。
She had a few uncles in England.
她在英国那边有几个舅舅。
They all work in the restaurant business.
他们都在餐馆工作。
Very very long hours, very difficult life.
非常这个。挺辛苦的。
My father-in-law does renovation for a living in Vancouver in Canada.
我的岳父在温哥华那边，他是做装修。
Also heavy labor, also long days and hard work.
也是非常辛苦。
So it's comparable.
可以有比较的。
What I realized was that my father-in-law lived a better life than his other siblings.
但是我发现我的岳父和他的兄弟姐妹比起来，他活出一个更好的生活。
Very shallow observation was this, that my father-in-law and his household, they go to church every week.
我一个很浅显的观察，就是我岳父他们一家每星期都去聚会。
When I was unemployed, I had the opportunity to work with my father-in-law. They would pay me good money for it.
我在找工作的时候，我就有机会给我岳父打工，他的这个付的很好的。
On Friday nights, on Friday afternoons,
在周五下午的时候
because there's Friday night gatherings in the church.
因为在那时候在聚会有聚会
On Friday afternoon, around 2 or 3 o'clock,
周五下午两三点
my father-in-law would start to pack up.
我这个岳父他们开始装东西
and he would tell everybody to pack up.
他叫每个人都要装东西
and he says, we gotta go, and the traffic is gonna pick up. We gotta go home.
我们打包了，我们这个要赶快走，不然的话，这堵车。
We gotta go home and shower and change and eat. We gotta go to the meeting.
我们要洗个澡，然后吃点饭，然后我们要去聚会的。
That I learned and I took to heart.
我这个就是我所学到的，而且我就是放在心里边了。
You know, my mother-in-law, when they want to buy house.
我岳母他们想买房子的时候
they're simple people. They're very little education.
他们就是很简单的人，他们没有什么学问。
They had one requirement that it needs to be close to the assembly hall.
他们的唯一的要求就是这个家要离聚会地方近。
Later on, that became my requirement for buying a house.
这个后来也成为我买房时候的一个条件。
Because I had another problem.
因为我有另外一个问题。
I'm quite lazy.
我很懒。
I don't want to drive 20-30 minutes to the meetings.
我不想这个去聚会开车20-30分钟。
I don't want a potential issue come up and I'm going to feel like I'm not driving today. I'm not going today.
我不想说有这种到这种情况，说我很累，我就不想去开车那么远去聚会了。
So I was able to put a house5 minutes outside of the assembly hall.
所以呢，我就在聚会处之外开车5分钟找一个地买了一个房。
There was a year when I had to do some translation for a conference.
有些年呢，我是在特会里边要翻译。
For some reason, our downstairs tenant started to making a lot of trouble for us.
不知道为什么原因，我们楼下的租客他就找就给我们找麻烦。
All the way to a point that I had to go to the landlord's office to have them evicted.
我甚至要找那个这个房东协会去要把他赶走。
So I was able to. I had a legal letter.That they are supposed to leave the day, the first day of our conference.
所以我的就写一个法律上一封信，让他在特会第一天他们要搬走。
No. It happens that the day that they're supposed to leave is on the first day of the conference.
要发生的是聚会的第一天。
You know, I had this trouble in my heart.
在我里边就有这个难处了。
If we all left for the conference, they are home alone. What's going to happen to my house?
我们都去聚会，他们在自己在家呢，他们会做对我们房子做什么事情呢
？Would they move? Would they not? Because we're gonna gone for 3 days.
我们要走3天时间呢。
And I had I prayed myself.
我自己祷告。
I asked brothers and sisters to pray for me.
我让请弟兄姐妹为我祷告。
I had senior brothers to pray for me.
我请年长的弟兄姐妹为我祷告。
Nothing seemed to help.
好像是什么都没有什么帮助。
Nothing seemed to help.
没有什么帮助。
I was pacing myself on the first day of the conference.
在聚会的第一天，我就是很焦虑的走来走去。
When the conference started.
特会开始了。
When our brother brought out his Bible verse.
弟兄用了一节经文。
I read the Bible verse beforehand. He told me what he's going to talk about.
当然他之前告诉过我，我也读过。
But when that time.When the brother read the Bible verse,
当时当那一刻他读那节经文的时候
that I will lift up my eyes to the hills, where does my help come from?
我要向山举目，我的帮助是从那里来的。
What my help comes from the Maker of heaven and earth.
我的帮助是从造天地主那里来的。
And again, on the spot,
就是在那里那一刻。
All the sorrows and all the worries went away.
一切的忧愁都没有了。
And I was able to rest in the arms of my heavenly Father.
我就可以在天父的怀里边可以安息。
I was able to lean on him because he is my help.
我可以依靠他，因为他是我的帮助。
Now that's an extreme case, okay?
这是一个非常极端的一种的例子。
A more ordinary, more common case, a scenario would go like this.
一般普遍的情况是这样子。
That I'm supposed to have a church service on a certain day.
在某一天我要在聚会里边有某些服事。
And the family knew about it a week ahead.
这家人提前一星期都知道。
So they know the time, they know when, they know I'm up.
他们知道哪一天那天我要上去了。
And my grandfather, my grandparents at home in that morning would start an argument about the green onion is not green enough.
那天晚上这个祖父母就开始这个吵了，说这个葱不够绿。
And then they would elaborate this to 10 years ago how that incident that the green onion was not green enough.
说这10年以前，我们就说这个葱不够绿这个问题。
And very soon, a little argument about green onion explode into I don't know what it is.
很快，这个葱这个问题就变成很大的一个其他问题。
There I am trying to drive them to church, then I have to serve.
我那个就那边，我开车带他们去聚会，而且我要去服侍的。
Hearing all this,
我就在那边听他们后边这么吵。
And my heart is boiling.
我心就开始这个。沸腾了。
Many times I turned to say to them, "Shh."
我很多时候我就回过头来，就让他们安静下来。
You know what I'm doing? Why are you doing this to me?
你知道我要做什么？你为什么你这么还这么吵啊
？And then when I had kids,
我有孩子以后
，the service become more elaborated. I had to speak.
这个服事就更 更不容易了。我要开始讲道了。
I'm a very slow writer.
我是写很慢的。
Some brothers say they can write a sermon in 16 hours.
有的听说他们16个小时就可以写一篇道出来。
After 16 hours, I'm staring at a blank computer screen.
12小时我还是空白的。
And then my kids are running around in the house.
我孩子在家里面跑来跑去。
Trying to ask me to play with them.
就是让我跟他们陪他们玩。
And then on Sunday, they would have a fight.
主日
他们。They fight every day, but particularly on Sundays, they would fight.
每天都打，但是主日他们打得特别厉害。
And then my wife has to bring out the police.
我的太太就要做警察。
No, my wife is not the police. My wife bring out the police.
妻子要把这个警察带出来。
I have to settle them.
我要把他要安静下来。
I don't know how I serve them.
我不知道那当时那是怎么服侍主的。
This past year at WCCC, our brother, Uncle Timothy was supposed to speak.
今年的西岸特会。国弟兄他要来讲道。
I don't know why I got nervous.
我不知道为什么我就很紧张。
But truth be told, I get nervous for every little translation, even now I do.
但是实话实说呢，我现在就算现在翻译我都很容易紧张。
But the first day Uncle Timothy was supposed to speak after we prayed.
那第一天的讲是我们祷告以后。
Brother Godwin Sung came asked me.Are you nervous?
这个孙立兄、孙果多弟兄，他来问我说：“你紧张吗
？”I said just a little. I was just a little nervous.
我说有一点。
And he said, "Oh no, you can't be nervous. Timothy is much more nervous than you are."
我说你不要紧张啊，这郭弟兄比你还紧张啊。
You need to calm him down.
你要让他安静下。
I'm like, what? And I sit there.
我坐在那边。
My hands were shaking.
我手在那发抖啊。
My sister, this is how I serve the Lord.
就是我这么来服侍主。
As broken as in many broken pieces.
破碎的一塌糊涂。
But the Lord asked me to serve Him.
但是主就让我来这么服侍他。
And I serve Him, knowing this that all things work together for His good.
但是我知道一切互相效力都是为了他的为了他的益处。
That on my end, I learn my lesson.
在我这边，我学到我的功课。
That on those people's end, they learn their lesson.
在其他人身上，他们学到他们的功课。
The Lord is able to do something in us.
主就在我们众人身上都有他的作为。
I am self-employed. I fix air conditioners or heaters for a living.
我自己是自雇的。我是修理这个
空调
的和暖气。
对。Because of this, and I am a one-man show, was a little side guy, a small guy I hire on occasions.
我就是我自己，主要是我自己以自己为主，有的时候会请一个人来帮助。
Many people have asked me, you can make this, you can hire more people, right? You know enough contacts, you know enough connections, you can have more work.
有人跟我讲说，你已经有足够的这个联系了，你可以。把这搞大一点，去请别更多的人。
Right, if you hire people to do it, then you don't have to do it.
你请
you don't have to do as much.
你请别人来做，你自己就不用做这么多。
And I asked this before the Lord. The Lord didn't seem to give me the green light on this one.
我就求问主，但是主没有允许我这么做。
Because right now, as a one-man show, I have complete control of my hours.
我自己做呢，我是完全控制我的时间。
I am able to on Friday night at 2 p.m. start packing my tools.
在星期五周五下午2点钟，我就可以开始打包了。
And go home before the rush hour comes.
在堵车之前，我就可以回家。
Take a shower and take a nap.
洗个澡，然后睡个觉。
That when I go to Friday night, I would be refreshed.
晚上聚会的时候，我是很有精神的。
That if I were to do other things, I would not have this flexibility in time.
如果我用其他的方法来做，那我就没有这么自由了。
And I thank my Lord,
感谢主
that He has been providing for us.
他一直来供应我们。
I'm a one-man show. My wife stays at home. We have 3 kids.
我自己一个人这么做啊，我妻子在家里本来照顾三个孩子。
And a Vancouver mortgage.
付着在温哥华的这个贷款，房贷款。
Which is substantial.
是非常厉害的。
So yeah, that's me.
所以这个就是我的一些的见证，我的一些的故事。
I would not elevate myself to the height that seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and He will provide all these things.
我不会说我自己是像那种的，是高到一个地步说，求先求你的国，你的义，然后这些都会加给你。
But I did have this feeling that I didn't ask for these earthly abundance.
但是我有一个感觉，我没有说想要求地上任何的丰富富足。
That when I spend some time praying, when I spend some time reading the Bible, spend some time going to church, the Lord seems to satisfy all these earthly needs.
好像每次我读经祷告聚会的时候，神就在我世上所需要的，他都满足我了。
That in the 10 years of our marriage, we never were short on one meal.
我们结婚十年，我们吃的从来没有缺少。
There were times that money was tight, but it was never tight enough that we would go under.
虽然有的时候会有点紧张，但是不至于到一个地步我们就这个过不去。
That the Lord has always been there for me.
主一直在那边。
That He has been faithful.
他是一直是信实的。
That He has been good.
他一直对我是好的。
And sort of as a summary, I didn't walk on this journey. As you can tell, I'm a very evil person, very wicked.
最后说呢，我是不是我自己想走这条路？你说我是不是一个好人
？Unlike Timothy, he would fight. People would know that he's a bad guy. I'm a nice guy.
不像这郭弟兄，他这个自己就说他是坏人。我是个好人。
I would hurt you, and you would not feel it.
我伤害你，你都察觉不出来。
That's how wicked I am.
这我有多坏。
But that's how the Lord chose.
这是神的一个拣选。
That in this world, people who had nothing, who are nothing, and He chose.
这个世上什么都没有，什么也不是的人，他竟拣选这样的人。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
我们低头一起祷告。
Dear Lord, we bow down and worship you for who you are. And for your goodness.
主，我们感谢低头敬拜你，因为你是这样的一位主。
Lord, that I thank you for leading my life.
感谢你来带领我一生。
And Lord, I have no doubt that you are at this very moment leading the brothers and sisters' life.
主，在这一刻毫无疑问，你也带领每一位弟兄姐妹。
Oh Lord, once again prove yourself to them faithful.
主啊，向他们众人来显示你是那信实的那一位。
Once again, Lord, we pray that you will reveal yourself to us as the true and the living God.
主啊，求你向我们众人显示你是那一位又真又活的神。
The one and the only God.
那一位唯一独有的神。
The one that is only worthy of us following.
你是唯一我们值得配我们所跟随那一位。
And Lord, we thank you for keeping us on this journey.
主，感谢你保守我们在这条路上。
And we pray that you will continue to keep us on this journey.
求你继续保守我们在这条路上。
Until the day we see you face to face.
直到那一天我们面对面来见你。
May all the glory be rendered back to you. In Jesus' name we pray.
一切荣耀都要归于你，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.